Ladies and gentlemen, let's make some noise for your favorite show.
Attention, people!
The one, the only,
the Appleton Trophy Fantasy Football Show. From the Fast Sign Studios. More than fast, more than signs.
3, 2, 1.
The Appleton Trophy Fantasy Football Show.
Good name. Totally fits.
Leo Kiefer Jr., the Senator, Mike Kemeter, and Ebony. Dedicated to all your fantasy football needs.
I got more where that came from, baby.
Call now, 281-1570 in the Valley.
Ooh. Almost showtime.
Or 1-866-653-1570 on the TDS Metrocom toll-free line.
Buckle up! It's showtime!
Hey, everybody, how you doing tonight? I almost sounded like Harry Carey there for a minute. Hey, everybody, how you doing? Cool it off with a tall, cool Budweiser.
Polish it off with a tall, cool Budweiser.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. It's the Appleton Trophy Fantasy Football Show. It is the first Thursday of the month when we typically come on the airwaves. It's draft time. People are already drafting their teams, and we've already got some disastrous drafts that we're going to talk about. And
let me tell you why I suck.
Exactly. It's not my draft, Evan. That was Evan E. playing one of his whimsical drops that he typically does during this program that makes it award-winning. How are you doing tonight, Evan?
Excellent.
Good. Yeah. You're looking good.
Beautiful day. It's, you know, training camp's underway, sunshine in 75. It's my time of year, baby.
It's beautiful. And the Senator, Mike Kemeter, also joining us. You're on vacation, yet you come in do the show tonight.
For reals, please?
Yeah, I guess.
That's loyalty.
Oh, he put the team on his back.
Now, apparently, Evan, he's leaving us at about 5:45 because he has to go play horseshoes.
Yes, I will be ducking out early.
Mike.
Now, if you, what were we talking about at lunch with?
So, if it, the way that this league works is if it's best, it's a best of three league. Uh-huh. So, if you're tied after two games at one apiece, is that horse apiece?
Yeah, is that a horse apiece? Like
in horseshoes?
Yeah. That's funny. That's Mike Kemeter, everybody. He'll be performing.
Funny man and denture wear.
Yeah, no doubt.
Not quite yet.
But this program is brought to you by our good friends at Appleton Trophy, and found out today. If you have a golf outing coming up in the next few weeks, what a great place to get your golf awards.
Yeah.
Trophies, plaques. They have the little donkey half butts.
Yeah, you know? for the last place finisher.
Yeah.
Right?
You've gotten a few of those, haven't you?
I have not.
Mike?
No, I do not golf.
Looking for that elusive first one, huh?
Yeah.
Well, you've gotten it for other things, I'm sure. But Appleton Trophy, they've been in the Fox City since 1956. Check them out online at appletontrophy.com, or better yet, go see them. 2401 North Richmond Street in Appleton, just across the street from Mary's Place, and tell our good friend Jay Parrish hello. Now, what we're going to cover tonight, ladies and gentlemen, anybody can tell you who to pick in the first, second, and third rounds of a draft. That's simple. That's easy. We want to talk about guys a little bit more obscure, rounds 4 through 8. Yeah, 4 through 8. And these are guys that will help you win championships. These are guys that in past years, give me a name or two, Evan, of guys that went maybe 4 through 8 that have won you a league title.
Well, last year, Jeremy Maclin was a big help. He was a guy identified early in drafts, and that one worked out. I was big on Jeremy Hill in those middle rounds, and he also panned out. Alfred Morris, an early guy from 2012 that you didn't really see coming, and then week one, there he was. I mean, the big ones, and we're talking later than rounds 4 through 8 last year, were Odell Beckham and C.J. Anderson. So there's a lot of gold in them there, Hills.
Antonio Brown, maybe?
What?
Would he have been...
No,
second,
he was like a third rounder.
he was close to. I saw him go in the fourth round, actually.
Then you should have picked him in the third.
You should play with people beyond the age of five.
If you remember, he was coming off a subpar year because I had him the year before. He came on later. He blew up last year.
Don't even tell me about Antonio. I was on him for 3 years and he did nothing, and then he blew up after I'd given.
That's what I'm talking about right there. So.
Yeah, those are the guys, though. You got to hit on some of those middle-round, late-round guys, and that's what we're going to talk about. Anybody knows to draft Eddie Lacy and Jamal Charles and Andrew Luck? That's not helping anybody.
But did you guys know that Aaron Rodgers has thrown 5 picks in training camp so far? So he's off my draft board, I can tell you.
Squat!
5 picks! That's what he said the whole season. Not 17. He's throwing five.
Do you think this guy morphed into Jay Cutler through like six practices? I mean, you're obviously running more plays. It's practice.
I know.
And who cares?
I'm kidding.
As Mike McCarthy said.
That's a joke.
A-A-Ron.
A-A-Ron will be, if he's not gone late first, early second, there's something wrong.
Right.
And he's kept in a lot of leagues. We were talking to Todd earlier, and he told us about how he gets to...
Hey, Todd.
He gets to keep Aaron Rodgers the whole time he's in fantasy football if he wants to.
Yeah. Hmm. But, you know, Packer fans are saying don't do it. They're nervous.
Settle down, Beavis.
Yeah. Nah, he'll be just fine. Funny thing is, this rookie free agent out of Miami, Ladarius Gunter, has picked him off twice. He's like the next Sam Shields.
Yeah, you tell me.
He ran a 4.69 at the combine. He did not get drafted. He has got
a chip on his shoulder.
He's going to make the team, guys.
4.69 is slow. You might be able to run that, Leo.
It's not a track meet. It's football. I've seen you play softball. Stay down on the ball there, Sunshine.
I'd be shocked if any of us could get below 5.2 on that.
Yeah. Exactly. But anyway, Ladarius Gunter, remember that name. He will be on the roster. Trust me. Trust me on this one.
That's like round. That's round
17
or later.
He's a D back, so it doesn't matter.
IDP leagues.
All right, we're all over the board. Let's get the topic here.
You started it. Keep going.
You started it. All right, let's talk first of all about some quarterbacks, who should be taken third, fourth, fifth, possible. Let's start with Drew Brees. Unfortunately, I know a guy that took him in the second round. A little high for Drew. What are you thinking, Drew? What are your thoughts on Drew this season?
I'm seeing him mostly go about the fourth round, and he completed, I think, the most passes of a season last year, but he also had pretty poor results and some really clunkers in there. And now he loses, you know, his number one target, Jimmy Graham, also out the door, Darren Sproles, and Kenny Stills. And I'm trying to think, why can't I think of his name? Lance Moore. He's gone, too. So that's about 190 total catches that just left their offense. So I'm a little down on him. I'm not out. He's still Drew Brees, but I think it's got to be fifth round or later for me.
Yeah, it's Brandon Cooks and Marcus Colston are his top two weapons now.
He's got C.J. Spiller replacing...
and Nick Toon. But, yeah, is C.J. Spiller going to stay healthy?
Toon? Yeah. We know that name.
Badgers. He's ranked 68th among the wide receivers in the list I have.
I've heard him on some deep, deep sleeper lists. But you can't count on that, though.
No.
All right, so Breeze, we agree, fourth round and after.
I'm saying after fourth round. I'm not taking him in the fourth round.
Okay. I wouldn't either.
So fifth or lower.
Yep.
But most people, because he's Drew Brees,
see the name. Absolutely.
God bless him. Thanks for the donation.
He's that shiny
car. Oh, good for you.
All right, let's talk about another... elderly quarterback, Peyton Manning, who kind of fell apart late last season, still ranked pretty high on most top 300 lists.
You know, you don't put much into preseason games, but I'd like to see how the guy throws.
Yeah. We saw him, he was throwing just terrible passes in that final AFC game against the Colts. He was missing guys by 10 yards. I'd never seen that before.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of last year goes back to that injury. I think that offense is running differently, though. I feel like they're going to run to set up the pass instead of passing to set up the run. A little different philosophy, but it could open things up for them if they succeed in running.
A little bit more efficient, probably not as many tosses. Okay, where are you going to pick him? Fourth, fifth round, if he's there. He's going to go earlier, I guarantee it.
Yeah, he's above Breeze for me, so I'm thinking fourth round. That's where I'm okay.
I'd be all right with that. I'd still be leery, I guess, depending on how he looks in the preseason. But
so you drafted a backup quarterback then? I mean, take a late round Matthew Stafford or... I'm trying to think of who else is late that's undervalued. Carson Palmer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I would definitely take somebody that would be a strong backup.
Sure.
Okay.
Things we haven't said about Peyton Manning in a long time. Yep.
I mean, he's almost 90, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
You know?
But whereas last year he was considered in the first round, we're saying wait.
Right. Yeah, I'd wait.
Totally agree.
All right, Ryan Tannehill, what are your thoughts on him? Down in Miami, you got your boy Greg Jennings down there now. They got the rookie.
Greg Jennings.
Is it DeAndre Hopkins? Correct me if I'm wrong.
No, you are wrong.
Yeah.
Well, that's why you're here, Evan.
All right. DeAndre Hopkins is in Houston. It's the rookie.
Yeah.
Devontae Parker.
C. see DeAndre, Devontae. I got mixed up.
And Jarvis Landry's there as well.
Yes.
He's that high-volume receiver. Mm-hmm. Kenny Stills adds to the mix. And then they also brought in Jordan Cameron. Kind of an interesting tight end if he can stay healthy. So
the concussion guy.
I looking at his stats from last year, he really started taking a step forward last year, and I think he's pretty underrated.
He's kind of perennially that way. I mean, he was like the 10th overall quarterback last year, and it looks like this year he's ranked below that once again. Questions about the O-line, I'll give you that.
Mm-hmm.
Not much of a downfield thrower, but I think in that Bill Lazor, old Philadelphia Eagles system, some good potential there.
Yeah, I'm ranked 11th on the list I have here.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think he's a good sleeper quarterback.
Yeah. A lot more weapons than he had last year. And
as long as those guys get healthy. Devontae Parker, he's injured right now. Kenny Stills is injured right now.
Maybe if they can trade for DeAndre Hopkins, maybe that would help.
That would become a promo if...
We'll live without that one.
So, yeah, I think we're mostly okay with where he's at. Not necessarily reaching for him, though.
Mm-hmm. All right, Matthew Stafford, bit of a disappointment. A big disappointment last year.
Big disappointment.
After coming off the 2013 season... I think he threw over 4,000 yards.
We couldn't run it. We couldn't throw it. We just sucked.
That's Tom Brady.
It is. We'll talk about him later probably.
Yeah, we will. Matthew Stafford, thoughts?
I'm looking for more of a bounce back year. Calvin Johnson had some injury issues, and I think he just had a down year.
Yeah. I mean, it could be as simple as that. I think he's a volume thrower, and he had more volume when their defense was crappy. So maybe their defense is down a little bit this year with Sue out of the mix, and maybe that helps them get into more, you know, keep up, chuck the rock kind of games. And their running game, I don't expect much from it.
And, you know, Golden Tate had a good year, too.
If he has 50 to 100 more attempts, I think I'm in.
And later you'll be talking about their tight end, so.
Yeah. They're saying very good things about their former number one first-round pick, I should say. Boy, that was a mistake, huh? Yeah. They could have had Odell Beckham?
Yeah.
Oh, man. God. Everybody could say that, though.
Right, exactly.
By the way, if you have any questions tonight, 281-1570 is the number. If you have any draft questions at all, doesn't have to just be on our topic. We're just throwing out some suggestions for you tonight. But 281-1570 or Twitter at Leo Kuiper JR. Because I don't know what our email address is.
Well, I haven't checked the email for the show in about 3 years.
We are the score again, by the way, and I'm very happy that we are the score because it's our moniker, and we're going to stick with that. By the way, a little programming note. Our next show will be August 27th, and it's going to be at the Stone Toad Bar and Grill. It's a big day for the score. Bill Michaels is coming to Appleton. He's going to have his show on the air from...
He's a good kid!
10A to 2P, 4 hours of Billy Michaels. And then... The big one with Marcus Paff from 2 to 5. Marcus Paff, of course, has 60% Fs in his last name, which is...
Which is better than your report card at Appleton West.
Oh, Kevin, funny tonight. And then the boys from the biggest fantasy football show in Appleton will take the stage 5 to 6. And we might have a draft or two. And, man, those phone lines are lighting up. So if we can break away here for a second, let's take a few phone calls.
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air. Who are we talking to?
We're talking to Russell the Muscle. Hey, guys, how you doing? I figured I'd call on the regular line today.
Hey, how you doing, man?
He's good.
Flying
nice
coach.
To see you guys out at my location today, having a little lunch.
Yeah, we're gonna announce why in the next segment, so don't let the cat out of the bag.
All right, I will not. So,
but we'll let this cat out of the bag. You are back for another year. Beat the Bozos, and we are looking forward to that.
Well, isn't that the big announcement?
No, well, there's that announcement, and then there's one other announcement. Your announcement was bigger, probably. But
No, I wasn't going to say anything about that. I knew you guys would take care of that. But, yeah, so we're back this year. Beat the Bozos, same as in years past.
And boom goes the dynamite.
Yep. Beat me, which is always a tough gig, $10 gift card to Buffalo Lobbings. Beat the whole panel, $25 gift card to Buffalo Lobbings. And we did have a few winners of that $25 gift card last year.
Yeah, we did. We got pummeled by the listeners.
Yeah, sorry about that, buddy.
So you guys need to pick it up this year. Right?
Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do for the first four games for my quarterback either, with Tom Brady maybe possibly being out. So.
He'll be playing.
Yeah, it's going to get stuck in litigation and lawsuits and who knows, but he's fine. He'll play. I hate legal stuff.
I know. Leave it out of the game. Just play the game. I just want the game to be played. But anything else, Russell?
What does the court system have to do with football? So.
Yeah, exactly. Well, thanks again for the hospitality today. We look forward to talking to you the next show, August 27th.
All right. Sounds good, man.
I think I'll see you at a golf outing prior to that.
I may be out there, but I may be out there. Show. I don't know. I'll have to let you know. So.
All right. We'll be in touch, man. Thank you.
See ya.
All right. Take care, guys. Later.
Thanks. Who's up next? Appleton Trophy Fantasy Football Show.
Hello, Todd from Roger Bennett.
Hey, Todd. How you doing tonight?
Hi. What's your name?
Todd. I'm Todd.
42440, long-time caller, first-time listener.
Oh, where's the bell? I need the bell. 42440, that's impressive.
You run like Ladarius Gunter, DeAndre Hopkins, or whoever we were talking about. What's up, Todd? What do you got for us tonight?
Hold on, there's a real glare. The Kevin Reliever is that it's the sun or his head reflecting.
Well, you really went bald there, didn't you?
Well, you're just full of jokes tonight, aren't you, Todd?
No, not really, no.
Do you have a legitimate fantasy football question for us, or I'll have to run you off the air?
Oh, we're supposed to call and ask questions. I was just calling on to be on the radio.
The kids call epic fail.
You've been hitting
on. What are you guys doing for dinner tonight? You going someplace, or?
All right.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyways, I got a question.
All right,
fourth, fifth round, save running backs drop. What would be a good pick late in the routes for a running back, in your opinion?
Give me a round. After what round?
He said fourth or fifth.
Let's say fourth or fifth, if somewhere in there.
All right. Lamar Miller, not getting much love. I like him.
You like Joseph Randall, Dallas.
Well, yeah, he's gonna climb draft boards, though. There's no way he's staying where he is right now.
I'll give you this advice, Todd. Get any of these running backs that we're talking about right now before the fourth round, because there's always a run on running backs in the fourth round, and by the time you pick, they're going to be gone. So,
true.
You know, Alfred Morris, Frank Gore, any of those guys. You know, one of them might still be there, but, you know, if you're picking late in the fourth round, you are going to be hurting for certain. So I would just get two running backs before then. That's my advice to you.
I was just wondering to stack my team later on in case of injuries.
Yeah.
No?
But
yeah,
other.
A couple guys I'll throw out there, though. People are saying that the Atlanta backfield's still very much up in the air. I've been talking about Tevin Coleman, but, man, if...
he got hurt.
If Devontae Freeman wins that job, he's going to be great value.
Yeah.
Throw in there C.J. Spiller, if you're talking a PPR league. Great great opportunity. We saw Darren Sproles produce as a pass catcher.
LeGarrette
Blount?
He
could fill that role. LeGarrette Blount, absolutely, especially if Brady's down.
Yeah.
They're gonna run the ball. They're gonna run the ball.
He's a wrecking machine, kid.
Yeah.
Pretty rolling to the end zone.
There you go.
Well, you guys always give great advice. So, anyways, I'm looking forward to your every Thursday show, and of course, I'll be tuning in the score to listen to you guys.
We appreciate that, Todd. Thanks
all
so
right.
much. Drive safely.
Have a good
now.
Night.
All
Thank
right.
You, sir. All right. Have a good one.
See ya.
Here's a programming note to our listeners. Todd's in a league with Leo and Mike, so we just gave him a bunch of bad advice. Listen to none of what we just said. All right.
We don't want to give him the real advice.
Can't give him the real advice. Advice.
No, so yeah, programming note there. Erase that from your podcast. All right, we got to step out, take a break. When we come back, we do have a couple of big of announcements about this radio program. And we're going to hit on some running backs, too, other than the ones we just talked about with Todd.
Not only that, we're going to talk about
them. Yeah, I was going to say, are they hot?
So stick with us. It's the Appleton Trophy Fantasy Football Show on The Score. Welcome back to the Appleton Trophy Fantasy Football Show, our August version. We're going over some draft strategies of our own that we're passing along to you, the listeners, and Todd and Russell the Muscle. But this show brought to you by Appleton Trophy. Call them at 739-3569. Get some ideas for your upcoming fantasy league. Talk to Jay Parrish. Very creative. Fun guy, loves
you are
football.
A genius, bro.
He is. Was that Badger?
It was Badger.
Nice, I like that. Well, anyway, so we got this announcement to make tonight that I really don't want to talk about, but our friend Evan E. is leaving the program.
Yeah, career move. I am getting a new job and got to really focus on some training So yeah, it's I'm out of the building, and it's a sad day. I've got to go. I've loved this show. It's been how many years now?
Four?
I think four, yeah. I was going to say 17.
This would have been my fifth year, I think.
Wow.
But,
well.
Yeah, it's been a blast. It's been, you know, one of the highlights in my week, and I loved getting to be on here, have a good time, and talk fantasy. It's a blast.
You've taken the show to the next level, and we appreciate that. And the door is always open for you, my friend.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we'll see if, I mean, like I said, I'll be busy training, but if my schedule permits, I'll try to pop in every once in a while. So
sweet.
So we do have a new guy coming in. He's been working for the station, I think, a couple of years. He used to be an intern on Justin's show. His name is BJ.
Now, he's been down in the basement drinking coffee for about the last 4 hours, and he should be all ready to go.
Yeah, it's not Matt Foley. But ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce a new member of the Appleton Trophy Fantasy Football Show. It's the Iceman. How you doing, Ice?
I am good. The confetti starts to fall.
Oh, my God.
Don't say that around an engineer.
I feel like these shoes. If I can feel just the toe part of the shoes that Evan will be leaving, I feel like that will be a good start.
Those are big.
Good start.
I like his shoes.
Those are big Converse to fill, I'll tell you. Chuck E. T's, Chuck E. T's. As a matter of fact. Yeah. But, yeah, BJ's been with the station a couple of years, and obviously he wants to take his career to another level, and he'll be joining us.
I don't know if this is the right move for that, but
he'll be joining us at the Stone Toad on August 27th. So your first show is going to be in front of a live studio audience. Hopefully, there's a few of them left.
There won't be any tar feathering, will there?
You never know.
Probably be directed at me. It's fine.
But the people that hang out with us at our program. But we're going to call you the Iceman, not because you're cool under pressure.
No, obviously not. You'll see by those pics.
Yeah, you deliver ice.
Yes.
Your full-time job.
Yes, yes.
Now you're funny, too.
I'm just kidding you. But we pick on each other, as you can see. This is there's jabs all around. Evan's gotten me plenty of times. And you put the promos together, so you can make me look really bad.
I guess I have full...
Full power.
Full creative control.
Now, I know you have some stuff going on in your personal life that you have to attend to
tonight.
Indeed,
I do.
So we're going to cut you loose early tonight, but just give me your overall impression of why you like fantasy football and what you're looking forward to this season.
When I first got into fantasy football, I feel like I became an overall better fan of football and not just
the
Green Bay Packers. And I've been doing it for over a decade now. I love
everything
about it.
I was going to say 10 years, but a decade sounds better.
Right. and, of course, the minor monetary advantages to it here and there are fun. And it just... It gives you a chance to watch games, and I love football, and it's part of football.
The best way to describe it is, like, okay, Tampa and Jacksonville are on. You'd never watch that game. But, I got two guys playing a fantasy. I am watching that game.
Absolutely.
Because there are points to be had.
Struggling.
But if you have guys on those teams.
You're struggling anyway.
Yeah. Struggling.
Listen to see, can you keep up with all the drops?
I hope so. That's
a library.
That's a mighty board right there.
But there's a lot of comedic timing here, so... But anyway, welcome aboard, and we look forward to working with you. And I know you need off on the 17th of September, so hopefully we can get Evan E. back that night to fill in.
Yeah.
What do you think,
17!
I'll do my best. I'd love to.
I don't think anyone can hear you because you're not talking.
I can kind of hear him a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, now, yeah, that was like a Kemeter move.
The 17th, you may be back. But...
I would love to if it works out, so we'll see.
All right, the Iceman of Comet. So thanks for coming in tonight, and let's proceed with running backs.
Sounds good.
All right, hey, all the tears and Kleenex cleaned up. Thing is, Kemeter's leaving, too, so it's just going to be you and I, Evan, at the end of the show.
Well, I'm just leaving for today.
Yeah, just today. But
you guys can handle it.
Yeah.
You're pros.
Wait, just us two?
Let's start with some tough love, all right? Ready for this? Here goes. You two suck.
Oh. That could be my favorite.
It's going to be a brutal ending to my time on the show, but that's all right.
Don't forget to put that
podcast
up. Thanks,
BJ.
The Iceman, everybody, has left the building, so if you're trying to call at 281-1570, don't bother because he's left. All right, running backs. First of all, let's talk about Arian Foster. His groin is injured. He's had surgery. I read today...
Make sure you stretch out those cream hamstrings.
Yeah, not only that... but he's gonna be on that pup list or whatever for 6 weeks. They're thinking this could be 9 weeks before he's back.
Oh my gosh!
Do you even want to waste your time with that situation?
Yeah, I mean, do you draft him and stash him, or would it be just? I don't know. To hold on to a guy for that long.
The only way I do it is if your league has an inactive a pup. Mm-hmm. An IR slot. Sorry.
Right, exactly.
An IR slot that you can draft him in the eighth round now, mm-hmm. put him there, and then you can still draft Alfred Blue or whoever they bring on board and have that guy in your roster. That's the only way I'm going anywhere near that situation.
Here's a name. Obscure. Right now in the depth chart, Jonathan Grimes.
Oh, yeah, I remember him last year.
He's their backup running back.
He had some weird, like, 10-catch, 200-yard game
last
year.
It's a really small sample size, but,
But I remember Alfred Blue was very productive in his stead. Mm-hmm. I posted yesterday, I think Alfred Blue's a great guy. If you drafted Le'Veon Bell and Alfred Blue's going in the sixth or seventh round, Le'Veon Bell and Alfred Blue would pair great together because you're going to get that early season. He's got a great early schedule. Mm-hmm. There's a little strategy nugget for you. I think those two pair well.
But load up on running backs.
Load up, because this is the first shot across the bow for running back. I mean, it's a wasteland every year. You're shooting 50-50 in the first two rounds, hoping you get a guy who sticks all season.
So the more you pick, the better chance that you have.
Yep.
All right, why don't we get back to the phones? We've got a listener holding online. Who's up next on the Appleton Trophy Fantasy Football Show?
Hey, it's Roy.
Roy, how you doing tonight?
Hey, good. So I've been doing some mock drafts. I'm in a 12-teamer.
Yeah.
And I'm picking seventh overall. And it kind of sucks because all the top five, top six backs are all gone probably by the time it picks to me. Mm-hmm. And then, so my question is, what would you rather have? Because I've been seeing some consistency amongst mock drafts. Would you rather have a C.J. Anderson and then, say, an A.J. Green running back combination, or would you rather take that stud receiver like a Dez or a Demaryius Thomas and then get like a Carlos Hyde when it comes back to you? What do you guys think?
First question to you, are you in a PPR league?
Negative.
Okay. So you're straight up... you're thinking Bell, Lacy, Charles, Peterson, Lynch
are off
gone.
The board.
Right. Maybe Le'Veon Bell would fall based off the two-game suspension, but in which I would probably snatch him up at seventh. Mm-hmm. But I don't feel comfortable taking C.J. Anderson when I got guys like Demaryius Thomas, Kelvin Johnson, and Dez Bryant staring me at
Antonio Brown, too, or is...
Antonio Brown. He's actually the highest-rated receiver on the list I'm looking at.
Right.
But that's with PPR, so... Yeah, I still lean towards that running back because by the time you pick again, like you said, Carlos Hyde, Frank Gore, maybe.
Well, I think you're better off than that in the second round. I'm not Carlos Hyde. I'm really down on seems brutal, but I think you're looking at Jeremy Hill.
Yeah,
maybe?
Jeremy Hill, maybe Matt Forte if he slides. DeMarco Murray, LeSean McCoy,
Justin Forsett around there.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I don't feel good about C.J. Anderson. I mean, all the fantasy experts last year were saying, "Oh, Monte Ball, pick him."
Yeah, exactly.
I know we can't predict injury, but I mean, I don't feel good about C.J. Anderson. I really think that Broncos offense is the type where you got a decent healthy back, you plug them in there and they're successful. No matter who it is, I don't think C.J. Anderson is that big of a stud.
Yeah. Do you reach for a Matt Forte there or
Jeremy
Hill?
Yeah, I was just gonna say that name.
If you're not a big,
If you're not a C.J. Anderson guy, C.J. Anderson has that big range of outcomes, and Matt Forte, very predictable, very steady, and he's going to catch the ball, too.
What about your guy, Jeremy Hill?
I love Jeremy Hill.
If it was you, would you take him at seven?
If it was me, I'd consider taking him at seven, but probably I would look at just if one of those top backs falls, I'm taking him, obviously, but I would go Antonio Brown, and then I would hope Jeremy Hill falls to the second round. My backup plan is just take Jordy Nelson in the second round. I mean, there's nothing wrong with two receivers and then patched together at running back. I want two guys that I feel bulletproof in the first two rounds. So if you don't feel good about C.J. Anderson, if you don't feel good about Jeremy Hill, if you don't feel good about Matt Forte, DeMarco Murray, if any of those guys stick out to you and you know they'll be in the second round, then take a receiver first. If there's one running back you know you got to take in the first round that he won't be there in the second, take that guy.
Well, the guy we talked about on the last show could be there, Melvin Gordon.
In the second?
Yeah.
Yay, too early.
Yeah. I have him ranked 31st overall in mine.
Yeah, he's third round. He's like as solid a third rounder as I've got.
I'm telling you,
but
he's going to go earlier.
What do you guys think about Beckham?
Might with the Wisconsin factor, but
Odell Beckham, love him.
I just think he's going way too early. You know, he had such a success on the second half there. I don't think he's going to maintain those numbers, not with a healthy Victor Cruz. I won't touch him. I probably won't touch him until the third round myself.
So who are you good with? You talked about Dez, Demaryius. You like Julio, Jordy?
Correct. All those, they would probably all be in my top five.
If you like them all the same, one of those guys is going to be there in the second round, and that's where I go running back first round.
Right.
There's more receivers than there are running backs.
I would hope, you know, the best circumstance, a guy like Le'Veon Bell or Marshawn Lynch or one of those guys falls to me. You know, we got one guy in our league. It doesn't matter if he's picking first overall. He's taking Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
I just hope
stuff. Yeah.
Or I just hope he's before me.
Some McCarty Mike's in your league, too? Awesome.
Yeah, somebody might get jumpy and take Andrew Luck, too. So,
thank you, guys. You guys have a good night.
Yep, thank you too.
I was wondering if you
could get me another drink.
I was wondering if he could hear me, because every time I said something, it was like just wondering.
I think maybe he learned to ignore your advice.
All right, quickly let's finish up our running backs on our list. So we were talking about Arian Foster,
right?
Alfred Morris, great rookie season last year, a down year. Is he?
Still managed. He still managed 1,300 yards and 9 touchdowns. It was ho hum, but
it certainly was.
It was certainly ho hum, but he's one of those guys whose steady production you're not going to miss on him. I don't think, especially with Bill Callahan, new offensive line coordinator coming over from Dallas. I think Alf has a pretty repeatable year in front of him. He's fairly ranked to me in about the third or fourth round.
And he's a decent number two running back.
Yep. So I take him right there. I'm not going to reach for him. But if he slides, I'm definitely taking him.
All right, Indianapolis running back Frank Gore. You like Frank? Is there any tread left on those tires?
I'm always leery of Frank Gore.
Yeah,
for like the last 3 or 4 years, I'm just waiting for the end to come.
They call him the inconvenient truth because he just keeps happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, is this the year that it finally falls apart? I think he's on a team that's going to visit the red zone a lot, so I see the upside, especially in a touchdown-heavy format. I don't know about yards. I don't think he's going to rush for more than 1,000, 1,100, something like that.
I was going to say about 800.
800? Yeah, but he could have double-digit touchdowns easily.
He could.
And I think he'll be on the field for third down because he's a good pass blocker. So,
but the thing that jumps out at me right now with the Arian Foster injury, old running backs tend to get hurt a little easier because there's tread off the tires and they're more susceptible to injuries. So that scares me a little bit.
But yeah, I
number three or a flex, maybe I would consider.
He's like a perfect flex. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, Latavius Murray, Oakland Raiders, going to burst upon the scene after one of our Thursday night programs. He had a big night. I think he helped you out, didn't he, Evan?
That was one of my good calls from last year.
Yeah.
I had him as a flyer for 1 week, and he had that 2-touchdown game against the Chiefs, I think. So
where do you like him?
Is their line better? And then
not
I think,
really.
And I think some of it's going to, you know, depend on how the young quarterback Carr does. You know, if he takes a step back, it's going to be harder for Murray to find holes.
Yeah, the best thing going for him is he's got the job. His competition's Trent Richardson, who might not even make the team.
Mm-hmm.
I think the talent is there. I don't love the line. Okay defenses in that division that he'll be facing. It's sort of like I think he's about fairly ranked. I think the hype is maybe a little too far on him, where I'm sort of out because of where you have to take him.
Okay.
Andre Ellington, expect any bounce backs there? They have the rookie coming in.
Yeah.
Is that going to be a committee thing? That's kind of what I'm thinking.
I'm okay with him, but you got to take his backup. That's a fifth-round guy if you're kind of missing at running back. He's a guy who's going to start and probably produce, but look out because he'll probably get injured if they use him a lot. But you want them to use him a lot, and then you got to have his backup.
And his backup is David Johnson.
Yes.
Yes, that's the rookie. Yep.
That's the rookie. Okay. Continuing on, the Detroit situation. You know, Joik Bell, Theo Riddick, Amir Abdullah.
Mike, thoughts on that? I haven't followed it.
I really haven't either, but just, I guess, they know what they have in Joik Bell. You don't know what you have in Abdullah, so I would think that they would give him more of a shot to kind of see what he has, maybe.
I see Abdullah emerging after a game or two, as he'll eventually be the number one guy, just based on talent alone.
So you think he's got a little bit of a Jeremy Hill path to playing time?
Yes.
Yeah?
Similar.
Okay.
I agree with that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the knock on Joik Bell is health. He hasn't practiced yet this offseason, so Amir Abdullah is getting a good look. I just don't know how he's looked. That's
right, yeah.
Joik Bell reminds me of, like, Starks on Green Bay. He's just a solid backup guy. He can come in. If your starter gets hurt, he could give you two or three games, but I just don't think he can carry the load.
He's just kind of okay at everything.
He's a punishing runner, and he's gonna get injured. So.
Yeah.
Justin Forsett, great season last year, caught a ton of passes. Do you expect a repeat of that, a down year, or is he going to surpass that?
I'd be hard-pressed to see him surpass it. Is he going to be flat or maybe a slightly less productive? I could see that. I don't think there's going to be a big fall off there.
Right, because now you've got Mark Trestman. He's had productive backs. 2 years of Matt Forte catching about 100 balls. So I think Forsett, especially in a PPR league, belongs up in that fourth-round, third-round conversation. I don't think he's going to surpass. I think he's a pretty safe pick, even though he doesn't have a lot of history. He also doesn't have a lot of tread on the tires.
Right.
Or he hasn't lost a lot of tread because he hasn't been used that much.
Mark Ingram with the Saints.
We're talking about Drew Brees being down. Their O-line actually ranked as one of the best run-blocking units. I think he could get it done.
He's got C.J. Spiller.
He got off to a great start, and then he broke his...
Yeah, he got injured.
Finger, hand, somewhere, something like that.
But he finally showed the promise of being a number one pick a few seasons ago. Lamar Miller down in Miami, you talked about him a little bit.
Yeah, he finished last year as, I think, the number 11 running back by standard scoring, and he was decent in PPR as well. And I think he's ranked usually 15 to 20 on most people's boards. I think that's good value. I would take him. My only question is that offensive line, which... I don't know what their total sum is there right now, but people are saying it's looking pretty bad. So that has me a little nervous, but I don't think there's much of a threat from the rookie.
Not enough money to go to the offensive line because it's all being spent on the defensive line.
That's exactly it. But I think he could have a solid season, and I think he'll be outplaying his maybe 20th running back value. I think he could be about 15.
Jonathan Stewart, Carolina, came on end of last season.
That's another guy with a lot of tread on his tires, you know. Even though he was in a split-back situation, he's been around a long time. I don't trust him.
Yeah, you said that.
Even though it is
back-to-back shows now.
I don't trust Jonathan
Stewart.
And
up until last year, everyone was right who was out on him because they said he gets injured over and over. So people are going to be in on him this year. I tend to be out the years that people are in.
Okay.
I tend to be in the year. I was in on him last year. I wrote about it in the preseason that nobody's taking him. Why not? And he ended up having a good year. Mm-hmm. This year people are in, and I'm saying he's got too much injury history.
Carlos Hyde, are you believing the hype there?
I don't believe anything on that Niners team. They're a mess right now.
Everyone retired. It's so disastrous.
Yeah.
And they have Reggie Bush now.
They lost two of their best offensive linemen. I don't think they can run a balanced offense because their defense is brutal.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're going to have to play a lot of catch-up. The thing you can say is Hyde was an effective goal line back, and I don't know if he'll be in on third down, though, because of Reggie Bush. I'm out for where you got to take him.
Yeah, and I think they're going to split time.
Yeah,
You sign. I mean, that was one of their biggest free agent signees. The guy's going to play.
Man, how quickly the air went out of that team.
Right.
I feel bad for them, actually.
It was
unfair.
I personally don't, but...
Yeah. New York Giants situation, Jennings.
That's a tough one because I think he's going late enough where he presents a value. I don't love the player or the situation because he kind of does everything okay, but he's got Vereen catching balls, Williams at the stripe. If he gets 15 to 20 carries a game, that's a victory to me, and he's worth it. If he's down at more like 10 to 12 touches, I'm out.
That situation reminds me of Denver.
Yeah.
Take all of them. If you're going to take one, take them all.
Yeah.
All right, one last one. We all agreed before, LeGarrette Blount, we think, with the quarterback situation.
Yep. Thumbs up.
He's a monster. All right, we got to step out, take a break. I think Kemeter is going to be leaving us. You have a great night. We'll see you on the 27th.
See you, Evan.
Happy trails. I'll see you around,
Mark.
We'll be back after this word. It's the Appleton Trophy Fantasy Football Show.
He left the shack. But that was all he missed.
Welcome back to the Appleton Trophy Fantasy Football Show. Appleton Trophy, our proud sponsor. If you're looking for a sports award or maybe a corporate gift, call the experts at Appleton Trophy and Engraving. They've been serving the Fox City since 1956. Check them out online at appletontrophy.com or see them at 2401 North Richmond Street in Appleton, just across the street from Mary's Place. I think the Senator Mike Kemeter is going to go grab some soup there before he goes and plays horseshoes.
Yep, on his way.
Yeah, the Senator. Thanks for coming in tonight. If you're just joining us, we're going over prospective draft picks in rounds 4 through 8. We covered quarterbacks, running backs. Also, a big announcement on the show, our good friend Evan E. is, I'm saying he's taking a sabbatical. He's heading out. He's gonna try a new career, and we have the Iceman, BJ, taking over for you. I hope you trained him.
I downloaded as much information into his brain as I could. I'm available, though. I'll help him out.
All right, we appreciate that. All right, let's get back to it, Ebony. Wide receivers. We always talk about all the top guys that are going to be going, the Antonio Browns, Demaryius Thomas, Dez Bryant. Okay, they're all going to be gone end of the second round. Jordy Nelson, Randall Cobb, maybe into the third. But if you're sitting in the fourth round, and you're looking at DeAndre Hopkins, who I brought up as a Miami Dolphin before. Excuse me on that. He's a Houston
Texan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least I didn't say Houston Oiler.
Couldn't have blamed you.
But talk about a guy that fell through the cracks last year, and he's rated pretty high, and we were talking about DraftKings, and he is a guy that, you know, they're telling you to take in the third or fourth round, and I just don't see it.
I also have a hard time with that. And if Andre Johnson was there, it's a little bit more repeatable. I think he's going to be faced up on number one corners now. Now that Arian Foster's gone, defenses can key in on stopping him in the pass game. And this is the biggest problem, the quarterback.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, the average fan couldn't even tell you who the quarterback of the Texans is.
Right. And
Ryan Mallett, and they picked up
I really hope Jimmy Newsom has a good season down there. I'm just kidding.
Do they have David Carr?
David Carr, yeah.
Wasn't he the original number one?
That was an oldie but goodie. He was the other original number one pick.
Taken by Dom Capers, the original coach.
Yeah, that's all you need to know about Dom.
So you and I are both very lukewarm on DeAndre Hopkins.
He feels like sixth round to me. So third round is way too high. And I will say this. He's kind of in that second tier of wide receivers. I really like what the early picks at wide receiver have to offer. And I know receiver's deep, but it's sort of like once you get to about 14 or 15, all the way through 30, I feel almost the same about all these guys. So I'm going to wait till it's at that 25 to 30 range at receiver before I dive back in.
To me, he would be, if I was playing two receivers, he'd either be on my bench as my three or my four.
Yeah.
If I was playing three receivers, he would be my fourth.
I think I'm okay with him if I have really good running backs. If I have two really good running backs and he's my number two, I'm in okay shape with that.
Now, on the flip side, with their offense, I don't know, their defense is pretty darn good. So they're not necessarily going to be playing from behind and getting garbage points like our next guy, Allen Robinson.
Yeah, I really think that's the justification for him. That and a strong finish to last year. But there again, they're recommending a fourth-round price on him, and I cannot pull the trigger on that with such a short track record.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, questionable quarterback play, and I just don't think he's worth taking there.
I agree with you. Now, Atlanta has got a pretty nice situation. Some young running backs. They got a solid quarterback. You got Julio Jones.
Roddy Stud. I love Julio this year.
Absolutely. We both do. We saw what he did at Lambeau Field. I mean, they could not cover
they
him.
They couldn't do anything.
If he wouldn't have gotten hurt, the Packers would have lost that game.
Yeah.
Because he was just...
He was unstoppable.
He was unstoppable. But his partner in crime, Roddy White. Now, he's getting up there in age. He's been battling some injuries. What do you think of Roddy?
Yeah, he's kind of a journeyman at this point, and if he was fully healthy, I'd feel okay about him. I think he's good value. The thing I'm hearing, though, is he actually opted out of a surgery this year that could have maybe helped him, but it also would have cut into his playing time to start the season. He said, no thanks. I don't like nagging injuries, especially in older players going into the season, so I want to see him drop to, like, the eighth or ninth round before I consider him.
Again, a third receiver on your roster.
Yep. Yep.
So get two good ones before him. Guy, I know you wanted to talk about Breshad Perriman, rookie.
He has Cordarrelle Patterson written all over him, if you ask me. And he's already injured.
And but that's your Vikings, guy, too. You said that.
Yeah, I said it about Cordarrelle when they drafted him. I said, watch out. Maybe the third year things come together for him. I think Perriman may be a better receiver than Patterson was. But this year, I'm not really buying in. I think he's got all the raw tools, and he's going to have some great games. Trust me on that. Figuring out when they're going to happen, good luck.
All right, a guy that was, I don't want to call him a waiver wire pickup because he was drafted in most leagues last year, but a lot of guys tried to trade for him. Kelvin Benjamin down in Carolina. They lost Steve Smith. He had a decent rookie year. He had some big games, and he had some games where he wasn't around.
Yeah.
You expect kind of the same thing out of him this year?
A little bit. I think kind of what he had last year, I don't think he has really the skill set to break out and have a, you know, 1,400-yard, 12-touchdown type of season. I think what you saw last year, which is above 1,000 yards and definitely approaching double-digit touchdowns, puts him up at the top end of the wide receiver two class.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
I agree.
So I'm in on him, but I'm not like all these other guys, I'm not reaching for him.
So if you had Jordy Nelson as your number one receiver, you'd feel comfortable with Benjamin as your number two.
Yep, I like him. And especially if Cam Newton's fully healthy. That was a weird situation last year with Cam. You just never knew what you were going to get. But if he's healthy, sky's the limit in a limited fashion, if that makes any sense.
Right,
another
second-year guy, Sammy Watkins. Buffalo quarterback situation, I think, is what's haunting him.
Yeah, they're saying he looks awesome, obviously, and he's going up against a great defense to, you know, grease the wheels mm-hmm. in training camp. So that's great. I just don't know that they're going to have anything going at quarterback. So that knocks his value down a little bit. But he still had some great games in spite of that last year. What do you think about Watkins?
He's similar to Kelvin Benjamin in my eyes.
Okay.
I mean, maybe a little lower on that number two tier. Maybe middle of the pack, but he definitely a solid three. If you got a third receiver, if you're playing three receivers, I like him because he's going to have some big games and he can run after the catch, and that's a big thing. And he's you're going to look for him in the red zone, but you got to remember who's throwing him the football in Buffalo. And they have LeSean McCoy now, so are they going to maybe focus on the run with him and Freddie Jackson a little bit
more?
Well,
you know the Rex Ryan track record is to run the ball with a lead back 300-plus times a season. Well, maybe that opens things up for Watkins, but they also have who's their second guy? I forget. Oh, Robert Woods. And then didn't they also add Percy Harvin?
Percy Harvin.
Everyone's forgetting about, and rightfully so. But
he wasn't comfortable in Seattle. I read that. He was always walking on eggshells. So he's going to have a big, big breakout year. Didn't he go to the Jets for a while? Now
he was at the Jets. Now he's in Buffalo.
Talk about a guy that was...
Vikings were right to trade him for a first-round pick, I'll say that.
That was a steal. going on to San Diego, a guy had a great rookie campaign, battled injuries last year, Keenan Allen.
I smell a bounce back. I really like this. And Antonio Gates being out of the mix, I think he's going to get peppered with targets in the first few weeks and likely get confidence back from Phillip Rivers. So I see him emerging as another top wide receiver two by the end of the season.
Yeah,
I like him. I like him a lot.
I think that's a good call. Stay healthy, though. He burned me last year a little bit with some injuries.
I didn't remember that. I guess was it kind of a nagging thing? He didn't miss a lot of time.
He had some nagging stuff, and then I think he was out for the year at the end of the year, if I remember correctly, because it was pretty much Malcolm Floyd, and then there was another guy that emerged. I don't have his name in front of me right now. But anyway, we both like Keenan Allen.
Got a mind like a steel trap.
Yeah, you would think. All right, Eric Decker and Brandon Marshall with the New York Jets.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, again with DraftKings, they're forcing me to draft Eric Decker, and I'm like, why? I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't know where the love's coming from. And there again, it's a bad quarterback situation. And he was a guy who, when he actually got targeted in games, produced. But it was so hard to know when those games were coming. I can't stand guys like that. I want nothing to do with Eric Decker or Brandon Marshall. And I could be totally wrong, because they could end up having Ryan Fitzpatrick, who can be at least a steady hand at the wheel. If he ends up winning the job, I'm a little higher on those guys as sort of they could have some good stuff there. But man, it's number one. It's a tougher division now that the Dolphins have Sue in the middle and a very strong secondary coming back from last year. We all know about the Bills' defense. The Packers experienced that firsthand on the road.
Yes.
And the Patriots somehow find a way to shut down the opposing team's number one guy. So that's six games you're going to nix off right there that you're not going to feel comfortable starting those guys. So, man, the Jets receivers don't... yeah, I know the name Brandon Marshall is going to stick out, but I'm really, really down on that.
All right, let's stay in the same stadium. In the Meadowlands, Victor Cruz and Ruben Randall will be battling it out for the number two spot. It's Odell Beckham's game now.
Yeah.
You like Victor bouncing back. Ruben Randall actually was benefited probably the most of any number three receiver with Beckham being the guy that defenses were watching.
Yeah. It's been a downward trend for Cruz since that breakout season, which kind of came out of nowhere. Can he get back? There's a couple things I have to say. Cruz is going really late in drafts, so I like that. You don't have to pay much, and it could pay big dividends. Do I think he will? I'm not very confident in it. I think the last two seasons left a lot to be desired when he was on the field. And if he's playing out of the slot, that helps, because he's going to be facing a team's nickel corner most of the time, and that's definitely where he thrives. But I don't know that he's going to be able to cut and jump and break away with the injury that he had, the patellar tendon. I'm nervous about that. But, again, you take him so late, it's like you kind of have nothing to lose.
All right, quickly, the rookies coming out. We're hearing about Amari Cooper's burning everybody in training camp. Some of the other rookies coming in. Anyone that our listeners should highlight and make sure that they get on their team this year?
Yeah, last year I was big on rookie Jordan Matthews because I like the system, and this year I'm going to be big on Nelson Agholor, and it's going to be a wait for 4 or 5 weeks and then start to check out who
Draft
he's matching up
stash.
Against and watch those targets, because I really like that system. And if Sam Bradford stays healthy, I think he's going to be not a top 10 quarterback, but I think he'll be effective in getting the ball to those guys.
Bradford and Foles, flip-flopping.
You loved Foles last year.
I didn't keep him, though, did I?
Nope.
All right, quickly on tight ends. There's only one tight end, Gronk, that is worth taking. I don't see him as a number one pick. I would never take a tight end number one. If he was around, if I was picking second, late, maybe, you know, but I'd still have a hard time there. But moving on, I'm looking between 8th and 12th round for my tight ends. Give me some names of some guys that we should be looking for in those rounds.
I have a couple of different categories here. So the first one is just slow and steady, and that's Heath Miller. Big things coming from Pittsburgh's offense this year.
He's steady.
Big Ben threw for almost 5,000 yards last year. Heath Miller was basically getting you at least 30 yards in every game and a chance at a touchdown. That's what you want from these late tight ends, is give me something and maybe a score. So he's the slow and steady. Ertz, I like him as a post-tight PPR guy. He was going really high in drafts last year. This year he's falling.
Mm-hmm.
I like the value. Dinell,
he had one good game.
No, nah, he had a few.
He had six touchdowns, three in one game.
He had a little stretch run. Yeah. But he was one of the heaviest red zone targeted tight ends. So they went to the ball. They tried to go to him 19 times in the red zone. I like that. At least he's got a chance, and he's a big body. Attention's going to be given to, as you were saying before, Odell Beckham, Victor Cruz. Maybe the big body will pay off. And then here's kind of a sneaky one, is Eric Ebron.
And
I just think they spent a first-round pick on that guy.
10th pick of the draft.
Yeah, he's a big body, too. They're going to try to find ways to get him the ball more frequently. What do you got?
Richard Rodgers.
I was wondering, yeah.
I think he's going to be a nice red zone target. He's going to emerge as the number one guy. He's going to be around. I mean, guys like Bacardi Mike may take him in the 5th round. I'm not sure. But
could you give me another drink?
Rodgers combo.
I just think with that offense, he's 6 touchdowns waiting to happen. Maybe he'll get you 4 or 5 points every week consistently, but he'll throw 10, 12 in every third week or so. So I don't believe in drafting a tight end high, so if I got that production,
I totally agree. Yep.
I'd be totally happy with that. All right, we got to wrap up here, my friend, but again, thanks for all you've done for this show. We hope you come back. on September 17th and fill in once you're up and running on your new job.
But yeah, we'll try to work it out. Thanks for the opportunity. I had a blast on the show and hope to be back soon.
You did well, man. Join us August 27th at the Stone Toe. We'll be broadcasting live after Bill Michaels and the great one, Marcus Pfaff. I'm Leo Kiper Jr. for Evanese. It's Senator Mike Demeter and the Iceman. You've been listening to the Appleton Trophy Fantasy Football Show on 95.3 AM 1570.